Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Emor, and we watch the clock tick down to Shavuos, to Kabbalah Satayra. I have no doubt that as we come closer to Kabbalah Satayra, more and more people will be attending the Mishmar to prepare properly for our Kabbalah Satayra. We're entering now the second half of the Sfira. And we see, we feel the excitement marching towards Matan Torah. And we should feel it. Let me share with you two thoughts at the end of the parasha. And then there's a Hashem, a Dvar Halacha, with the beginning of the parasha. Let us start with a thought, the end of the parasha, a few psukim from the end. It says, Ish ki yite mum ba'amisai, kasher osa kenye osoloi. A person who inflicts a wound on his friend, as was done to him, as he did, so shall be done to him, shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, etc. In the Talmud Eiros, he brings that from here there is a remez to something which is mentioned in the Chavis Alvavais, and the Chafetz Chaim brings in his Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. Specifically, the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon in the Shar HaZechira, Perek Zayin, brings an incredible thing. That when someone talks Lashon Hara about someone else, the mitzvahs of the speaker of Lashon Hara go to the one who the Lashon Hara is spoken about. So that he gets a windfall. He gets mitzvahs. Now, it's a mistake. People say all the mitzvahs go. It's not true. It doesn't say all the mitzvahs go. It says the mitzvahs. If you look in the source in Chavis Avavis, it says some of the mitzvahs. But some of the mitzvahs of the one who speaks Lashon Hara go, switch to the recipient, that is the person who was hurt by the words of by his words. It switches over. Somewhere else in Shmiras HaLashon, I couldn't find it. The Chafetz Chaim writes that that could be the reason that at the end of a Lakai Netzar, there's a minute to say a pasuk that has to do with the person's name. Why say something that has to do with a pasuk's name, a person's name? It says because there's a concept that La'osid Lavai on the Yom Hadin, people will come to the Yom Hadin with a Bahola and they will not remember their name. Now what that means exactly, it's hard to understand, but Bali Kabbalah writes such an idea that people will not remember their name. Zokta Chafetz Chaim is Yitachin, that on the Yom HaDin, on the scales, a person will see either mitzvahs that he didn't do, that are suddenly on his scale, or they do that, or that he did do that are not there. And there'll be a Bahala, there'll be a question, am I the right person? And somehow that's related to the idea that a person has to stick his name into a mitzvah, into Shmoneh Esrei. Now, whatever that means, the Yisayv Shmiras HaLashon, that a person speaks Lashon Hara, Rachmanas Tzlan, loses mitzvahs to the other person, that Yisayv is merumis in this pasuk. Isha ki yite mum ba misa, if you damage someone else, kasher osa. What you have done, the mitzvahs you have done, kenye osa loy, go over to the other person. And this idea, of course, is in the Chavis Avamais, the Shar HaChaniya, Perek Zayin. And this is the idea that's brought there. Now, of course, the idea needs an explanation. What is it? Like you suddenly get a windfall, a bonanza, your lucky day, someone spoke Lashon Hara about you, and you get a bunch of schusim. You get schusim that you don't deserve. It's very difficult to understand the concept. In the Michtam Eliyahu, he explains it as follows. He says that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, a roommate speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, how damaging is it? Well, it depends. It depends how much of a respected person Reuven is. If the person speaking the Lashon Hara is a tzaddik, I mean, obviously he's doing something that's not tzidkus now, but he's otherwise a righteous person, a talmid chacham, a chashuv person, then when he speaks bad about someone else, it causes greater damage. If he's less than that, then it causes less damage. Zokta Michtam Eliyahu, to the extent that your mitzvahs do damage to the other person, that because you did mitzvahs, you're respected, and it does damage to the other person, it's like you're using your mitzvahs to hurt him, So Rachmana Litzlan, you lose the mitzvahs and it comes to him. In other words, the damage, the hurt that he got is compensated by the cause of the damage. However that works, it's obviously an extraordinary type of a punishment to someone who speaks Lashon Hara, and hopefully it's something that will motivate us to do better. Moving on to a second thought on the end of the parasha. As you know, the end of the parasha is the parasha of the Mikalel, of the one who is Nekev Shem Hashem. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we got to put him in jail, find out. I don't know what to do with this man. And then, at the end of the parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leima, Hoytzeas HaMekalel HaMichus LaMachane, take him out, and Barog Moise Kaloedah, and he has to be stoned to death. In the same parasha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu other mitzvahs. He says, Ishkiyake, Kol Nefesh Adam Moshiyumah, somebody who kills somebody dies, somebody who kills an animal has to pay, somebody who injures a person has to pay, someone who injures an animal has to pay. Tells him the whole parasha, and then Dabar Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, V'yetzu Es HaMekalel HaMichutz LaMachane. It doesn't belong, it's totally out of order. The whole end parasha, it's in the middle of the story of the Mekalel, Hashem says, take him out and kill him. That is Pasuk Yud Aleph. And then Pasuk Chav Gimel, they took him out and killed him. But in between, for Tesvav to Chav Bey, he tells you a bunch of other halachas that don't even belong here. It's our beer. The answer lies in a big Yisaid that says in many places, but I saw in the Chafetz Chaim by the Parsha of Irini Dachas. The Parsha of Irini Dachas, the whole city is put to death. Then it says, V'nosn l'cha rachamim v'richamecha. Hashem will have mercy on you. So to Chafetz Chaim, there's a danger. When Klal Yisrael has to, Rachmana Litzlan, put a city to death, it makes death much more palatable, much more acceptable to people. It weakens the person's sense of Rachmanis. V'nosn l'cha rachamim v'richamecha. Hashem says it's going to damage you. If you're going to put a city to death, you have to do it. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. But be careful. It's going to hurt, it's going to hurt, do damage. So Hashem says, I promise you a special v'nosn l'cha rachamim v'richamecha. I'll give you rachamim. And that's something I believe in the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. Same thing here. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, take him out and kill him. Now, it's a danger. It's going to weaken the feeling of Klal Yisrael towards the horror of killing somebody. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says at the same time, tell Klal Yisrael, if you kill somebody, you chayav misa. No, you kill somebody. If you kill animals, there are consequences. Not only kill, if you injure a person, there are consequences. Not only injure a person, if you injure an animal, there are consequences. One Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael should be mischazik. Anytime a person is in a situation where a mitzvah gives him the opportunity to do something that would otherwise be an aveira, it's a danger. It's going to weaken the person. For example, if you say Lashon Hara L'Tayelis, there's a situation where you have a head to say Lashon Hara, and you say it, be careful. It's going to weaken the wall you have in front of you, the barrier you have, the siyug you have not to speak Lashon Hara. So be careful. You have to strengthen yourself. If it comes to a situation like that, you have to strengthen yourself. If you're in a situation where you're a Rebbe and you have to punish a Talmud, be careful. Punishing, it's a terrible thing to inflict hurt on somebody. You have to strengthen yourself afterwards. You have to mechazik yourself afterwards. Because even when you do it beheter, you have to be careful. That's the lesson at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, we're told, Hoytzeas HaMekalel. And then, Pasuk Tesvav Tu Chav Beis, that's a nice few psukim, that tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to kill the Mekal, and tell Klal Yisrael these halachas. And then, that's what they did. They took him out. The lesson being that these situations, what you're allowed to do, it needs a chizuk. It needs a chizik. Anybody who's in Hatzalah will tell you. Hatzalah is a mitzvah, even Chal Shabbos. But anybody who is in that situation, where he's in a mitzvah, he's Mechal Shabbos many times, needs chizuk in Kavod Shabbos. And it is that way. Even when a person does the mitzvah, you have to be mechazik yourself. And so, two lessons from the end of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha is the azhara to kayanim not to become tamei, except, of course, to their relatives, the close relatives. But otherwise, kayanim are musar, they're warned not to become tamei. I believe I've spoken about some of these halachas in the past, specifically, that tumah travels from one room to another if there's an open door. Even it could travel through 100 rooms if there are open doors. If there's no open door, if the mace is on the first floor, and somebody is on the second floor in the same under the same roof, but there's no door open, the person's in a room, the door is closed, the tumah doesn't travel. Tumah travels through open rooms, and I mentioned this numerous times in the past. A ha'ara. I'm going to leave you with the ha'ara. I'm not saying a halacha. I'm saying a ha'ara. In Kennedy Airport, everything is wide open. There are no doors. Wherever you go, it's wide open. What happens if there's one plane, one LR plane, all the way at the end of the gate, all the way at the end, there's an LR plane, and the door's open. People are boarding. And there's a mace on the plane. Well, the mace on the plane itself is not chaitzitz for the mace, because kol davar ha-mekabel tomei, the chaitzim ne'atoma, a plane which is not connected to the ground, the plane itself is not a chatzitza to the tomei. So there's a mace on the plane. And the door of the plane is open. People are going to get on board. So the tomei can work its way out the door into the terminal. But the whole terminal is wide open. There are no doors in the terminal. You've been in Kennedy Airport. What's going on? Every night, on nights where there is a mace on the plane, shouldn't that whole terminal be usa to kayanim? After all, there's no limit how far tumah can travel. How do kayanim go anywhere in that terminal, on any flight? It's something which needs an explanation. It seems to be a very strong ha'ara. I said, I'm not saying it varalacha. I'm saying a ha'ara. If someone could come up with a good explanation, or it's a sefer that discusses it, I would be very grateful. Having said that, I want to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful, delightful, and extraordinary Shabbos, meaningful Shabbos, the Shabbos of Kedusha, a good Shabbos to all.